Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Graziella Hall, and we're having a wonderful, wonderful time. Two absolute tremendous guests.
Yes.
But Kelly, her information for residents of the town was just unbelievable. And anybody listening, or if you were listening and you have a friend, the piece of the information I got in reference to a doctor follow-up was just staggering.
Me too. That's why I asked some questions that I'm going to pass on to people in the area.
Okay, yeah, definitely. It's, you know. And then, of course, this is Graziella's first Christina Lu show. Oh, we should have had balloons. The Christina Lu show is what everybody waits for in the town of North Hempstead. And actually, we have to get right into it because otherwise the phones start ringing. You know, where's Christina? Where's Christina?
Right.
And I say, she's in Jones Beach. She's in Madison Square Garden. She's in Radio City Music Hall.
I know. I'm quite on my own little tour this summer.
Honestly, she's Evita Perón, right? Is it Evita? Yeah. On her tour. Christina, for anybody who's listening, I think has gone to every concert that probably has been played since April.
Yes, it's...
How many bands?
I don't even know what we're up to at this point. It's been a lot, but it's really good. It's been good. It's been a good summer. Yes, and tomorrow I have Warped Tour, thanks to John. Who
oh, tomorrow's Warped Tour?
Yes, for my
now,
birthday.
Now, Warped Tour is what, 20 bands or something?
Yeah, it's like a whole day.
There's 70
yeah. bands tomorrow?
It's a whole day. Mm-hmm.
This is at Jones Beach.
Yes.
There's
wow.
70 bands for the day. You're both gone, right? You're going?
Yeah, I'm going.
Okay. That's right. It's good. I'm excited. It's been a good summer. But
you
and I've
kidding.
Always been
but
learning.
But this is more than normal. Or no.
Yes,
I know,
this
maybe
is
I'm
definitely
not,
excessive.
Okay. I mean,
yes,
I pay attention.
Because a lot of different people have been, and I kept saying, yeah, sure, not realizing that everything was, you know, kind of like every week. But it's fun. I like it. I like
to keep
busy.
They're not on the same day.
Yes, that's right. I keep busy.
Harry was in here, right? Right, Harry?
Yes, Harry was earlier. Brittany was last week.
Okay, okay.
Yes, it was quite, you know, I just get around with my celebrities. But I did learn that it's very important to stay hydrated throughout all of these things. And
with?
You know.
Water.
With water, yes, with water. Not cucumber vodka, John, but it sounds delicious. But it really is important, you know, and especially this summer, a lot of my own friends, you know, and it's just important at any age to really stay hydrated because my friends, you know, some of my coworkers have experienced all different kinds of symptoms, and the root of it all was dehydration.
Really?
Yeah. Like, it was like just in the past couple of months. And, you know, it was always a running joke because in my house, I'm always yelling at everyone to, like, stay hydrated because... You know, once you hit that mark when you are dehydrated, you know, water isn't going to bring it back, you know. So it's so important to be proactive and to really consistently drink water.
I didn't know what you can drink your way
yeah,
back
like,
from
so you're like,
you're
so once you're, right, so once you're actually hit the point of, like, dehydration, you know, it's just not, you know, it's you need, like, way more than just
wow,
water.
Okay.
Yeah, because unfortunately I've experienced with, like, a lot of, like, different family members. My grandpa was always, like, getting dehydrated and everything, so... it's very important to be proactive in this, which we always preach on this show, the importance of that.
I told you, I'm not going to repeat it. I told you the Lucas dehydration story, right? With
oh.
the shorts.
Oh, yeah. Tell the story. John has the cutest grandchildren ever, and one of his grandsons has the greatest things ever that he says. So
he's just
share it on air because it's hilarious. I think it'll give us a good laugh.
He's the first grade. The fifth graders were wearing shorts, like gym shorts, with tall socks to their knee. And his mother says, you can't wear. This is in March. His mother said, you can't wear that until it warms up. So one day, and he gets himself dressed, and he comes down. He has sweatpants on, but she knows he has two pairs of socks on, like one sock open, like the little anklet socks. His feet were cold. So anyway, he goes off to school, and she goes to pick him up. When she picks him up, he's walking to the car with a pair of shorts and the high socks on. And the sweatpants he wore that day, he doesn't have on. So, of course, she's cranky. She says, what are you doing? What happened? He says, I was such a rush this morning. I wore these shorts to bed last night, and I didn't take them off. I just put my pants over it. And why are your pants off? Because it got so hot, I was sweating. So I took my pants off. So she says... I forget. She said something else to me. She goes, Ma, you know I get dehydrated easily. So I had to take my pants off, and that's why I look like that.
And that's when you know that she's going to be in for it as he gets
but
older.
But he got in trouble. Even though I think it was a great story, he got in trouble.
Well, that's the problem is that he says the greatest things that you really can't. It's very hard to get mad at.
Oh, yeah. It's,
so
it's like, how do you turn around and he's seven and say, oh, he took off his pants because he was afraid he was getting dehydrated. You know how I sweat? I was getting dehydrated. I was like, oh.
Yeah, so good. But anyway, back to the exciting things going on in North Hempstead. And we had mentioned it last week, actually, but we have a new partnership. Project Independence is partnering with the Center for Hearing Health at Milneck. They actually reached out to me, which was exciting. So I'm glad I got to be a part of kind of scheduling this. And the audiology van is doing free hearing screenings, which is absolutely wonderful. And I'm sure everyone's familiar about the St. Francis van that does the free cardiac screenings we've been partnered with now for many years. So a lot of dates and, you know, based upon the location, if we were able to fit both vans at one time, we're going to have that. So it'll be kind of a one-stop screening shop.
That's smart.
Which, yeah, because unfortunately some locations don't lend itself, so I had to do them on different days. But the ones that could, we did. So the first one is actually going to kick off on September 25th, and that'll be at Fuchillo Park. That's in Carle Place. And now that location will have both the audiology van and the St. Francis van. And I just also wanted to mention with these, you do not need to make an appointment for either one of these, which I think is probably the best point of this, because you could literally, if you're in the area, you could show up and, you know, both vans are handicap accessible. They're air conditioned, you know, so it's really a great thing. On October 11th, it'll be at Magnolia Gardens, both vans. On November 5th, it'll be at Yes We Can Community Center, and that once again will be both vans. And then Manhasset Valley Residence, which is in Manhasset, will have both vans. Great Neck Social Center is in December. On December 6th, we'll have both vans too. And the Sid Jacobson JCC, which is in East Hills, has two different dates. So the cardiac screening van will be on December 4th, and the hearing van will be on June 11th. January 8th, and also June 11th. Yeah, so it should be good. And you could always call 311 or 869-6311 to get the full schedules of this. But I'm really excited for this partnership because, you know, we're always preaching, as we said before, just doing these, how these screenings can really make a difference. You know, and even with the cardiac screening van, they've actually, people have had to go to, like, the emergency. You know, they had no idea. They just came and, you know, got checked out, and their levels were so high on different things that actually ended up happening. So it's a great partnership. Project Independence loves to, you know, get out in the community and get connected. So I think that is really wonderful.
Just Magnolia is a residence, right? That's not a,
yeah.
A Yes We Can. That's a
residence. Yeah, it's a residence. Right. But, you know, anybody could actually go there. You know, anytime there's a chat or anything, you know, we do different programs there. Anybody could attend, you know, any PI program that we're doing there. Anyone is okay. Welcome to that.
Yes We Can. I'm sorry. I was not aware about that. What
yeah,
is
so
that?
That's the community center. That's in Westbury. That's actually across the street from Magnolia Gardens. And that is for all Town of North Hempstead residents can go there. So it's a beautiful facility. Yes We Can. There's a whole fitness yeah. area with state-of-the-art things. There's a bunch of different.
There's a pool, right?
No pool.
Oh, I thought there was a pool. I'm sorry.
It's like those like lies. They're like in school and they would tell you the pool is on the third floor. There is no pool. There is a basketball court.
Oh, there was a leak.
Yeah, there you go. That's right. You were close. There was a leak there. That is true. But there's Project Independence has an office there. There's a little lounge in there. I mean, you could rent space there. And we're always doing programming there.
There's
as
a basketball
well.
Team practices there. Maybe yes, the Nets.
The Nets.
The
it's
Nets.
Not like the... NBA Nets, but it's like the
right the baby nets, yes. Baby nets. Like Raisinets, yes. Baby nets.
But it's really an amazing. I mean, it's incredible. When
I know it's some
place. If you have not been there, I really recommend people go there. And like I said, there's tons of programming that goes there. We have exercise classes there. We offer free exercise classes, I should say. So it's definitely something to check out. So stay tuned for all these great things. We'll be promoting them as we get closer as well. I also want to remind people that the Mineola Leisure Club is looking for new members. So they're looking for members aged 55 or older. They're held every Tuesday, the meetings, and you are to contact Mike Caniglio at 516 747-2058. They do day trips. There's entertainment. There's refreshments, guest speakers, pizza parties, duck races, which I'm not totally sure what that is, but it sounds fun. But they asked me to promote this. So they're really, there's always a wonderful theme. And everyone knows I love a good celebration and a theme. So Mineola Leisure Club, it's really a great organization and club. So check them out.
We have to have somebody on about the duck races.
I know. See, I'm always fascinated by it. It seems fun. I don't know. Who knows? We have to start doing it. I'll report back once I find that out. Also coming up, North Hempstead is providing they've been doing this for many years now. It's National Night Out. It's going to be on Tuesday, August 7th. It's really a great, great cause, and it's teamed up with all different accounts, Viviana Russell, and North Shore Child and Family Guidance, and of course Supervisor Bosworth, and legislator Celia. How do we say her last name?
Bino.
There we go, John. I knew you'd know that. But they're all teamed up, and it's really geared towards crime prevention and music and singing and dancing. There's different cultural entertainment, refreshments, arts and crafts, raffles, health screenings, giveaways. There's a parade that kicks off at 5 p.m. by the Salvation Army in Westbury, but the festivities are at Martin Bunky Reed Park, and that's right in Westbury, too. But it's really a great cause, you know, just bringing the community together and just, you know, keeping things positive and fun. So definitely check that out. That's August 7th, which is a Tuesday, which is very good. Also, I love on this show, I always get sent emails constantly, and it's increasing more and more. Can you promote this? Can you say this? But an email, actually, we got that there was coyotes spotted in the Roslyn-Searingtown area.
Wow.
I read that.
Which I had no idea about, but they said, please, you know, make residents aware that this is something. And the picture was very creepy. I was like, it's a little scary for me. But it's just really to remind people, you know, because it can be very dangerous, especially for your animals as well. So it says, don't leave food out at night. So if you feed cats, make sure, you know, you take the food away, you know, if it's outside.
Right.
Eliminate the availability of bird seed. Don't let your cat out at night and don't take your dog out for a walk on a long leash, you know, which is.
Okay.
Yeah. Which is just, you know, these are just tips to share, you know, and really make sure, obviously, if you have little children or grandchildren that, you know, they know not to go near these coyotes, too. It says if you see a coyote, don't run. That could actually trigger them coming after you, which that would probably be my first instinct. So it's actually something good to know. And they said to always call 911. Do not feed them. Make your garbage inaccessible. And just, you know, remove brush and tall grass from around your home to reduce for them being able to hide.
Right.
So I did not know this was a thing, but apparently it is, and I am just glad.
Where exactly have they been spotted?
It said it was spotted.
It was
the Roslyn and Searingtown area.
At the pubs. Hanging out.
Yeah, that's like hanging out around town. It just said they were spotted in the Roslyn Searingtown area. There wasn't a specific thing in the article, but there's a picture of it. It looks gigantic. It looks like a bear. I mean, I wish I could I could show the picture, but it's just something just to keep in mind. And they're saying they could have been around for years.
Exactly. They just happened to come out now.
So who knows? But, you know, safety first. So things you can do to avoid coming into contact with them. I remember when I was in Greenville, actually.
Well, hold the thought.
There. Yes. Oh.
We're going into a break. We're listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back with Christina's Coyote Story.